Shalom lachem, toda shatem mitzarchim.
Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. And today we'd like to talk about neighborship and community life. Before we start with the questions, I'd like to read a short quote called Ofer from China. He's an Israeli that lives in China, and he was quarantined to his home like everyone else, and on the 44th day of the quarantine, he wrote, "One day, we'll get out of here. Everything will be over. We'll defeat this virus. We'll come out healthy, breathe fresh air. Outside, there'll still be spring, I hope, and then we will decide what are we going to do now, because going back to the life that we had, no matter how good they were, we won't be able to. Doesn't matter where will we choose to live, one thing I'm sure of. Wherever we will live, there will have to be a warm community, supportive community. We will want to live next to people that can help you in a time of trouble, and such people that you would like to share the sack, your last sack of rice or flour." This feeling of good neighborship, community life, really evoke throughout this period, not only in China, you could also really see it in Israel and in other places. And obviously that in times of distress, we feel a need for community life, for mutual support, for mutual guarantee, mutual responsibility. But why do we feel the need for community life only in times of distress? Because we're egoists, and if I feel good, I'll never, ever think about anyone else, ever. And if I feel bad, then I'm thinking about who can help me. And therefore, only in these unpleasant cases, frightening cases, then I need for society to support me, to help me, so that I will simply have someone to rely on. Therefore, if the coronavirus will be over and we will be able to go back to all of our previous life, sure we will, because our ego will push us even more cruelly to our imaginary engagements that there's no need for. Therefore, I'm very hopeful that this virus will not completely disappear, but that it will have many results, some of which will be that we will feel that we are living on one round planet, completely interdependent, and that this virus can freely roam among us, regardless of whether airplanes are flying or not, that it's really passing in the air at any possible speed. And if not this virus, then there will be other viruses no less dangerous. And that together with every blow that we'll get systematically, that we'll understand what kind of form do we have to take on so that these blows will not come to us, that these viruses are coming in order to teach us about the form that society, human society, has to take on. To be connected, to be consistent of people that support one another, to be as one nation all around the planet, and so on. I really hope that we will advance toward this at least a bit. And so the next virus will come and will teach us another lesson and another lesson and another one. And so with each and every lesson, with each and every virus, we'll learn another lesson until we'll finish school. And out of there will come a unified, united humanity all around the planet, where everyone understands that this is our home and everyone knows how to protect and keep it. In ancient times, people lived in tribes, complete community life. This is what we started out with. Afterwards, we shifted to the model of extended families, and later on, nuclear families. There are many walls, many partitions that separate us from one another. We've built them. Why did a person move into a more individual way of life? Because of our ego that's developing from one day to the next in each and every one of us. Only because of that. And why did we lose our sense of community? Because if we're such egoists, we can't live in a community. Everyone wants to be king of the world. The way it sounds, it's a natural process. Of course, if when I was a child, I grew up in the family, I would bring a woman from the same village. I'd build my house next to my parents and continue living my life that way. And if my father was, for example, a blacksmith or a farmer, then I'd continue. No problem. And this is how we arranged our life, everyone according to their own family. And today, it's completely not so. We're separate. We're separated. We don't want to be in the same direction. Everyone wants to be something of their own. This is what our ego demands of us. If so, the question is, from here on, where is it headed? Comes the corona blow and once again awakened this hidden feeling, dormant feeling in us for a community life. We saw how younger people helped older people that couldn't leave their homes. They went shopping for them. We saw shopping for food. We saw a motive of a kind of renewed community life. How do you see the community life that a person has forsaken as a result of the development of our individualism? Do we have to go back to that? Is it regression? No, it's not regression. If we overcome our ego grows on the one hand. And we want to correct the way we use it on the other hand, so it's not regression. Were we to decrease our ego, which is impossible, but suppose, then that's called regression, to go back to how things were 100 years ago. But if with our ego in parallel to it, we correct it, that's not regression, that's progression. What is it supposed to lead us to? What is the more advanced form of life that we can advance to? That we know how to use all of our natural forces, also the general force of the ego, that everything exists in it in order to bring us to good, for us to know how to use it, because there is nothing redundant in nature, including man. We only have to know how to arrange these forces. How can a community life help an individual deal with crises? Well, this is something well known, that it all depends on the community, society, environment. The environment can keep me on all level, on any level that I'd want to. The environment is everything. It gives you support, a sense of a spirit of enlivenment. The educational, providing me with an educational system for my parents, my family, my everything. Society is everything. Without a society, we will not be able to make it in life, to survive, obviously. The only problem is that we're not advancing our society to become a more and more suited society for our new way of living, making it more suitable for it. Today, we're living in the virtual era. There are many communities on the social media. When I think about it, there is a major difference between a virtual community and the physical community of the past. For example, I grew up on a farm, and we had a communal life. Today, when I go visit there, many people tell me, well, you know, this kind of feeling of sorrow, this place, this village isn't how it used to be. I haven't been living there for a long time now, but they're saying out of kind of longing and pain, the village isn't what it used to be, because this is an example for a physical kind of community. Whereas in the virtual community, people connect into different kind of communities. If you're a programmer, you can join other programmers to be in this kind of community. If you do something else, you can be in a different kind of community. What does this allow you? First of all, it allows you to set the boundaries. How much do you want to participate and how much do you want to keep your own privacy? You get information, you share information, everything's in control. It doesn't pressure you. It doesn't burden you. You can disconnect at any given moment. Now, I'm not talking about this in order to say that one community is better than the other, but to simply try and understand. In the future, like you said, we're not the same people we used to be. Everyone has a very big ego nowadays. How did this development that brought us to such a strong degree of individualism, how will this allow us to live a community life, and how will this allow us both to keep our personal freedoms but also feel connected? This is how I see it. In order to bring a person to a correct way of living, and the correct way of living has to be a communal one, of a community, in a community, of the entire world, that the entire world will be as one community. Because all in all, if we look at the future, then with the help of technology, equipment, internet, and so on, we are already becoming more or less one community. If not, then after a few such blows, viruses, Corona 20, 30, I don't know what, we will take on a rounder form, either through blows or through recognition, through understanding. Since we have to take on this round form that the viruses are also advancing us toward that, then I have to think. How can I achieve this kind of connection like you spoke previously about life in the farm, where people were more or less connected somehow in a small village? Or I can't do it. I'm an egoist. And my ego, from day to day, is growing. So, how can I withstand it? I can't. I am a serious person. I look at life with wide open eyes. And I know who I am, what I am. I do not have the ability to resist my ego, that I want to be better than everyone, safer than everyone, and so on. So what do you do? And therefore, here comes the matter of a teaching of where we are, what kind of blows are we going to get, and what's going to happen if we don't do it. And therefore, this is what is up ahead. I'm dealing with my own ego. I can't do anything against it, on the one hand. On the other hand, I know that if I arrange my environment correctly, then surely this environment will be able to deal with my ego. It will put pressure on it and will force me to behave normally. The main thing is for us to explain to everyone the need for it. But this is exactly what you mentioned just now, the root of the problem. The community will force the individual to act normally. An individual doesn't want for anyone to pressure him. Therefore, the community models of the past, they fell apart. Suppose a kibbutz, like we had here in Israel, second, third generation, they don't want it. They don't want for the community to pressure them. This is why they fell apart. So how will this model help people participate in a community? I understand, but this pressure will be the pressure of learning and understanding the need for it. No one will want it. By my ego, I want to be king of the world. And so does everyone else. And every woman wants to be queen of the world, obviously. And every child wants to be the son of the king. This is something that exists in everyone, and we have already reached the state where it is clear and there is nothing to hide. Now the question is, how do we deal with what comes to us from nature? So it's only through education and pressure, social pressure. Education for community life, what is it going to renew about life in a community? We have no place to run to. We are living on one small planet, and we're all interdependent. I can't leave my community unless I fall on the hands of another community. But all in all, there has to be the same law all around the world, among all people, and there is no way, other way about it. Let's talk about the individual. What is an individual supposed to receive from the community that he is a part of? First of all, security. Mental security, personal security. He knows that he has what to eat tomorrow, he has a place to live, he has a place for his family, how to deal with any problem, health problem, physical problem, anything and everything. Only a community can provide this to a person. Why can a person not actually buy this with the help of material goods, with the help of money? It reaches a state where you can partially, like it was and also like it is now, you can buy it for money. But it reaches such states where you feel how weak you are and that you won't be able to do it. This is one thing. And another thing is that you will not be able to protect yourself from viruses, illnesses, the so-called upper force, with the help of money against different unknown upper superior or higher pests that come to you because you're breaching the laws of the integral nature. Can a community secure a person from these kinds of pests? From these kinds of destructors? Yeah. How? Because in a community, there is an integral force that it generates, and this force is in equivalence of form with the whole of nature. If you can elaborate a bit, this is really interesting. How can a community life help protect a person from viruses and other unknown things? It is according to the law that you can't destroy a deserted city. Meaning what? That the connection between egoists, it is a very strong force. If each of them concedes his own ego in order to connect with others, they generate by that such a force of nature that is revealed in them that you can't do anything about them. You can't deal with them. Suppose we take the virus as this destructor that came to us. How does he know whether a person is living a community life that he's trying to connect with other people or not? Ask the virus. If I could, I would, but no, the virus will tell you that I harm only those that are disputed between them. Oh, what did you just say? I told you the law and a big secret of the laws of the world, that these viruses, they come in order to show us how all of us are egoistically connected against one another. And these viruses, they come in order to give us a blow, to bring us to a state where we can think about how to overcome the situation in order to reach a safer, better situation. And then, necessarily, we let go of all the wars, all the disputes, all the everything, and we come to a better state. Previously, you said something beautiful. You said that community life nowadays has to include all the people in the world. One global community of 8 billion people. Like the whole of nature. Now, suppose I'm watching you, and I want to start realizing this. I live in my nuclear family. I live in a 20-story building. There are, I don't know, 80 families there. I work at a place with other colleagues. Where do you recommend, what would you recommend? Where to start implementing this model of community life? Practical advice of how to build a community that will suit the global changes. I think that we have to start in the framework of a country. That it has to do with a nation. It has to do with citizens. That it includes families, children, men, women, older, younger. And to start building this new kind of community life, for it to include all the different forms of population, children, youth, old people, men, women, younger people, adults, everyone. And at workplaces, at wherever people are engaged in something, we have to start working on the understanding of what does a community life mean, and gradually this way to start realizing them. So, suppose where I work, I have 10-15 people in my team, there are other teams, other departments in the organization that I work in. How do I start advancing, promoting this thought about community? I don't think that it can come from workplaces or something, but it really has to be the work of a nation in a way that it comes down from the government and not from some small organization or workplace, from your bosses and so on. I think that either after a big decision of an entire nation that will force the government for them to start doing what they're supposed to be doing and not all day long to fight about who knows what. This is the work. So you're seeing it as a formula that wherever there are people, we add some kind of social aspect component. Yeah. One more very interesting thing you mentioned, that a person, once he will be connected in a community, he will be protected from external problems, so to speak. Of course, we are connected in an integral nature, and if we will be connected integrally with that nature, both between us and also with the still vegetative and the animate, why should any harm come from it? We can reach a state where the wolf shall dwell with the lamb. So community isn't only about people, but also animals. It will happen in and of itself for sure, because we are the highest degree in nature. And if we know how to arrange good relations between us, suddenly you will reveal this in everyone else. That's beautiful, this picture. Wait, didn't you see how rabbits suddenly go out into the parks? Not only rabbits, even larger animals. Where did they come from? We didn't even know that they exist. There were cases where people never thought that this species still exists. I'm not really familiar with all the, but where does this come from? Nature feels that suddenly we folded a bit, that we're not coming to coerce it, to control it, all the more to kill it. Nature also feels the change in the relations between people. If we live a bit more in a community, nature will feel this. Of course. The animate, the vegetative, and even the still levels, you want to calm volcanoes down, tsunamis, relate positively in a good and nice way towards others, toward each other. Don't think that nature is the kind of mess that you have in your head. Unfortunately, our time's up. Dr. Lightman, community life in the 21st century. It's not going back to the village you lived in, but it is to build the right kind of village for the entire world. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.